the Rebbe said, so that inyan of the shleimus of the connection of ani l'doidi and v'doidi li of re'ei and elul is even more emphasized in the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul of that year, Tavshin and Aleph, because even though in general a Jew is always supposed to be anticipating the Gula, and especially the times we're living in after all the predictive endpoints have passed, and we already completed all aspects of the Avodah, as mentioned many times. And still, Tavshin and Aleph is still, besides all that, Tavshin and Aleph is a unique year, because first of all, it's a year of the Neflois Arenu, of the seeing of the wonders, and in fact, people have already seen in that year many wonders, both in terms of personal redemptions and also in terms of general redemption, including and especially as it relates to the Jewish people that are living in Russia, that many of them went out in that year. Some went out literally, and some went out of the limitations of that country in terms of the ability to live Jewish life according to based on Torah mitzvahs, to the point that in the days previously, and it was continuing that Shabbos, there was a Kenes HaShluchim, first official Kenes HaShluchim of Shluchim in Russia that were meeting together in Moscow that Shabbos, which that country includes the cities in which the Rabbeim were active, such as Lubavitch, Liadi, Liozna, Rostov, Petersburg, in which the Rabbeim worked and were active. And they got, so the fact that they're gathering together in order to increase in spreading Torah and Mitzvahs and spreading the wellsprings of Chassidus, which bring about the coming of Mashiach. So you see already, so we're seeing, it's a year of seeing wonders, and we're already seeing them, and that Shabbos is still actually seeing them. And in that year itself, it's already standing Rosh Chodesh Elul, the month of making a reckoning for the entire year. So what's the bottom line in the reckoning for the entire year? The bottom line is Ad Masai. What are we still doing here? Why are we still here? How is it possible that after 11 months in the year of I will show you wonders, Mashiach still hasn't come? And to use the language of the Parsha, Rei Anechi Neisen Lefneichem Ayeim Bracha, that the Eibishter gives to in this year all matters of brachas, and especially the main bracha of the Gula Amitus Rashleima. It's not enough to hear. It's not enough for us to hear that, oh, Mashiach is coming. No, we have to be able to see him with eyes of flesh, and not only Arenu, I will show you, but Re'ei. We need to have the Re'ei that we actually could see in present tense, and in a way of a command, yeah, take a look, see.